and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
I want you to call me stupid right off the bat today.
Well, that's hateful.
Oh, your mother taught you well, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Don't say that.
Why are you feeling stupid?
Well, because I did a stupid thing last night, and it wasn't like intentionally dumb. But sometimes whenever we get date night, which isn't very often.
Oh, you had a date night?
We got date night. She wore her hat, and I wore my furry jacket. Man, we were styling. You know what I'm saying?
It's good y'all got dressed up for each other.
We did. You know, we really try really hard at this point. But we go out for date night, and we decide, like any great date night, let's go to have Mexican food.
Yeah.
It's very good date night food.
Yes.
I think we found a woman who was hadn't worked there very long, and I was that guy who had questions.
Wait a minute.
Because there was a special, and I wanted to know exactly what was on the special.
Your poor wife. You made it awkward, didn't you?
Well, and she made it bad, too, because she was asking the size of the food.
Like how much food came with it? Wait, were y'all deciding whether to split or get your own?
No, she just wanted, because she didn't want rice and beans, but she wanted to have enough food.
Oh, okay.
So she said, so like, how
fair,
big?
It's a fair question.
How big is that chimichanga? Is it like the big size, like a dinner size, or is it like a side size? And the lady's like, she's looking at us like, I have no idea what to tell you. And Leslie starts showing her with her hands, like, is it this big or is it this big? So the woman has to leave the table to go try to figure out how big to tell us the thing is, right? She comes back and I'm like, I have a question as well. And I'm numb at this point. I don't know why I question people and why I ask.
Uh-huh.
Like I'll sometimes ask, hey, is this good?
Mm-hmm. You're like one of those people.
Like they're going to say, no, this is awful. Mm-hmm. It tastes terrible. People hate this.
I do like asking the waitress or the waiter, like if you could pick one thing on the menu, what would you pick?
But do you know they hate that?
Yeah, but I love it.
They hate it. So I'm over here like, so on that enchilada special, what comes on top of the enchilada? Like if I wanted to do chicken with sour cream sauce, can I do that? And she had to walk away again. She came back to us. We had three different questions that she had to go get the answer for. And I felt so bad for the waitress.
So as she walks away, what are you and Leslie saying? Are y'all like, oh my gosh.
Like, why are we making this so difficult? Why are we doing this?
Just eat it.
I even said to her, I said, so on the enchiladas, are they $1.25 or
$2? That's over the line. Oh my gosh. That's embarrassing.
Because if they were $2, it wasn't as good of a deal as if they were $1.25.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Read the story this morning about the Brady Bunch house. You know, HGTV is going to renovate the Brady Bunch house.
Yeah.
That's a pretty neat deal, right?
Yeah.
So the idea is that house was the exterior shots on the Brady Bunch TV show, but the inside looked nothing like that.
Right.
That was a set, right? Mm-hmm. So on HGTV, what they've decided to do was go inside and renovate the inside of the house to look like it did on the TV show.
No way.
So the outside is going to be the Brady Bunch house, and now the inside is going to look just like the Brady Bunch house.
If I could take my family just to get a family picture on the stairwell.
Oh my gosh.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, but here's the craziest part about it. Your family could actually win the house.
What?
Because at the end of the deal, once they film they're calling it the Brady Bunch renovation, once they're done with that, they're going to give the house away. I mean, imagine how cool that would be. Like, you'd be the coolest
person.
That's
pretty cool.
Everyone would want to come to your house.
But it'd be a little dated, right?
Yeah, but that's
fine. It wouldn't matter, right? It's the Brady Bunch house.
You start wearing dated clothes, you know, get the bell bottoms out.
Those
and stuff
really
like that.
Short skirts that they wore.
Yeah, browns and mustard looking clothes.
Yeah.
And you'd be set.
Yes.
Like, wouldn't you feel like you would have to do that?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like the Brady Bunch movie from the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Where the Brady Bunch still dressed like that and everything else was years beyond it. But they still went out like, hey, groovy, y'all.
That'd be the one stipulation. If you did get the house, you'd have to dress in the appropriate attire.
That'd be hilarious. At this point in life, would you be Carol Brady or Alice?
Brandon, come on, Carol.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande, which it seems like we say on a fairly regular basis right now because she's everywhere. And we told you that Ariana was kind of getting ready for an album that was going to come out like the first week of February. And we thought we would have information like the track listing and the cover art by this coming Friday. Well, lo and behold, she decided to drop that info last night and people freaked out. Mm-hmm. So we've seen the cover art, which is a photo of her. Basically, if you look at the artwork, she's kind of coming down from the top of it. It's like it's upside down, but it's a cool picture, really pretty picture of Ariana. And you're giving me the eyes like you think I would like that.
Yep.
There's also the track listing. There's a bunch of different songs on there. Of course, Seven Rings is on there. Thank You Next is on there. And there's also a song called Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored.
Wow.
So Ariana Grande, if you want to check that stuff out, it's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Gotcha gossip on Cardi B.
Oh, Cardi B?
Yeah.
Like this Cardi B?
Yes, I'm a district in the chain. Set up by you, know I'm gang, 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 gang. Woo! Drop the top and blow the brain. Woo! Woo! Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
So Kelly's a fan.
A sneak peek has been released for her Pepsi commercial for the Super Bowl. So she's sitting in a booth at a restaurant. She's all dressed up in normal Cardi B style. She's got her long red, white, and blue fingernails, and she's tapping them on this rhinestone-covered Pepsi can.
All right.
And then she kind of giggles, and she says one of her signature words that I can't say, but it's spelled O-K-R-R-R-R-R-T.
How's it sound?
I can't do it.
Give me an idea.
No. Okay. But I'm going to let her do it.
Wait a minute. One more time?
No, I am not doing that.
I've never heard her do it. No, I'm not. I don't even have it recording.
Okay. Well, I'm not.
How's it go?
I'm not doing it again, Brandon.
Okay. Like that?
No.
Okay.
Polly want a cracker.
No. Okay.
No.
No.
Okay. It's something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, it's up on the BBITM blog on kfine.com. But here's some other Cardi B news. She's also going to have her first Las Vegas residency later this spring.
Oh, my gosh. We
should We're going.
That would be so awesome. Hey, got you gossip on Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift because it looks like people have told Kim Kardashian to stop. No more beef with Taylor Swift. Because, you know, Kim Kardashian's on the E! Network, owned by Universal. Well, Taylor Swift has switched record labels, and now Taylor Swift is under the umbrella of Universal as well. So the big head honchos at Universal and E! Told Kim, hey, you got to stop.
Squash it.
You all are under the same umbrella. Let it be done. So now, of course, Kim is saying there's no more beef anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day on social media, she posted a deal where she was listening to Taylor Swift.
Oh.
So what a coincidence, right? And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
37-year-old Jared was with a buddy in Boulder, Colorado, and they agreed to exchange two pairs of pants that they had. One pair for the other pair so Jared could look good for an appointment he was going to. Apparently, he liked his pants better.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Jared decided he didn't like the pair that he got because he dealt with it by pulling out a knife and stabbing his friend in the back.
Oh my gosh.
Now, it's not clear if the pants didn't fit or what, but one report says that they were stained on the inside and,
ooh,
you know, he really didn't like that and he was upset about
it. That's disgusting.
But Jared's friend was taken to a hospital with bad injuries, but there hasn't been an update on him yet.
Right.
So police caught up with Jared at an Eddie Bauer store down the street where he was attempting to steal a new pair of pants.
Oh my gosh.
He must have had a really big time appointment.
Right.
But it turns out he had a long list of things he had been in trouble for and had done some time back in 2009. So he's facing charges for first degree assault, robbery, and theft. But speaking of pants, Brandon, did you hear about the contest that Chuck Norris and Superman had to see who is the most powerful?
I don't think I heard about that contest, Kelly.
Well, the loser had to wear their underwear on their pants. Get it? Chuck Norris beat Superman, so Superman wears his underwear on. You don't like it.
I'm not even sure that it makes sense at this point.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly told me she wanted me to set the mood. So let me go ahead and set the mood with this music right here.
This does it.
This is on my playlist.
This is what you played for Leslie last night on y'all's date night.
It was date night. I came in like this with my shoulders.
Oh. Sashaying your shoulders a little bit.
I'm like, hey, you want to go out?
I bet she said yes immediately.
You want to eat some chips and salsa?
Yeah.
It's romantic. We don't do chocolate-covered strawberries. We do chips and salsa.
And beans.
And then cheese dip.
Yeah.
So, Valentine's Day is coming up, and David was all about this deal where the Valentine's Day candy.
Yeah.
And those little hearts with
the conversation hearts.
Yeah, they're not going to make those anymore because the company's struggling or something like that. So David was all caught up on it.
He sure was.
He was talking to me about it. He was on social media about it. I'm like, dude, he must have had a good time with
Maybe
those hearts.
Maybe he should buy the company.
Maybe. I don't know what was going on in his mind.
I bet that's what he sent girls for Valentine's Day was conversation hearts.
You think so?
Like me. Love me.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
You're cute.
Kiss me.
Those things were a part of my life, though, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I remember going into elementary school, and they would have us do our little Valentine's Day bags. Did you ever have a Valentine's Day bag in school?
Yeah. Now they have, like, huge contraptions that they make.
They do?
Yeah. Like, big, huge boxes, and they decorate them, and it's like contests.
What do you do with them, though?
You put the little Valentines inside of them.
So they still give out those cards.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you can still go buy the Ninja Turtles or My Little Pony or whatever.
You and I had like paper sacks.
That's what it was.
But nowadays, it's like big time.
It was like a lunch sack.
Yeah.
And my mom would cut out hearts.
Yep.
Like a red heart, a pink heart. We'd stick them on the bag and she'd write Brandon on there. And I'd go to the bag and I'd have left less cards than other people.
Aww.
Popular kids dumping out hundreds of them. We got a dozen.
Were you the guy that sent stuff to yourself?
I had to. But I think when you're real young, like you have to make one for everybody.
No, you do. Yeah.
Like everybody has to have one.
Yes.
And what was the deal? Like, because I'm trying to think back to what was cool. Like, was it the idea of what was on your card? Like, what was your, basically your personality?
Well, that, some of them would come with stickers. Some of them would come with like a sucker or a lollipop. So the kids that brought the candy, they were the true heroes.
So it wasn't necessarily like, oh, this person has a crush on me.
I mean, not necessarily, because all of the little Valentine's Day cards talk about I like you and I love you.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and look and see if I can find some old school ones. But those hearts are going away and David's brokenhearted about it.
Maybe we should buy in bulk for him before they go out of business or whatever.
And you think we should?
Yeah.
Well, surely somebody's going to come in and take over on those things.
It's basically kind of like flavored chalk.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that Oreo? I think we talked about this. Oreo is going to be putting out basically their own Oreo hearts with the top like, be mine, you're cute. That is pretty neat. Valentine's Day isn't too far away, man. It's time to start thinking about that. Getting those plans in, right? Get your reservations too. Because I tried to go out on Valentine's Day one time. It was a lot.
Well, and if anyone's listening to this music, they probably are already calling to make reservations somewhere.
Just imagine me sashaying into the room. Going, yeah.
Don't imagine it.
If you can't picture me, just imagine Michael Scott doing that, and it's basically the same thing, right?
True.
It's awkward no matter how you look at it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And the question I have for you this morning, Kelly, is creamy or crunchy?
I'm going to go crunchy.
It is National Peanut Butter Day, and who doesn't like peanut butter? Like, I've heard of a couple of people who said, I don't really care for it, but dude, I love it. I love it. So I think I would choose creamy now, but when I was younger, I wanted crunchy because there was something great about having white bread back in the day where white bread wasn't that concerning.
Right.
And you could have that crunchy peanut butter in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You get that crunch of the nuts right there.
Right. Yep.
Anyway, let's get that on Facebook. Let's see what people think.
Okay.
Is it a creamy day or a crunchy day on National Peanut Butter Day? And Kelly, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. Thursday, January 24th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Hey, a special happy birthday. I just realized this. My best friend from childhood, Joe Armstrong.
Joe.
He's celebrating his birthday today. Remember that day he just randomly popped up at the window? He lives in Texas. He just showed up at the window. I'm like, wait a minute. What's going on? Anyway, Joe Armstrong in Texas celebrates today, so happy birthday. Celebrating today, also we have Richard Rush of Bay, Tanya Waldrop from Wynn, Ashley Moore from Pocahontas, Bobby Long of Jonesboro celebrates Stephanie Horn. From Jonesboro, happy birthday. Sherry Sherrill of Paragould. Cody Welch from Truman celebrates. Landon Cullen from Wynn is 7. Christy Smith of Tuckerman, happy birthday from Mom. Landon Bryant of Paragould, 8 years old today. Kelsey Cavanaugh of Jonesboro is celebrating today. And Jeff Chastain of Jonesboro, who I've known forever, celebrates today as well. So happy birthday to Jeff. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Mishka Barton is 33. That was Marissa on the OC.
Okay, could you try that one more time, please? Mishka. I believe that was a chiropractor.
That's why I said it, I think. Misha.
Kellyism. Joey, I'm sorry, man.
It's called a Kellyism. That's what I did.
Mishka.
Stephen Barker Lyles is 35. He was in the, or he's in the duo Love and Theft. Tatiana Ali is 40. That was Ashley Banks on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Just turn the music back up.
Okay.
I'm not going to mess up anymore. Oh. Well, that's a joke too. Ed Helms is 45. Of course, that's Andy on The Office. Matthew Lillard is 49. That's Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo movies.
He also works here in afternoons.
His name's David the Barrel Boy.
We call him David.
Mary Lou Retton is 51 today. Of course, the gymnast. And Neil Diamond is 78 today.
Oh, we have to do some Neil Diamond
we
this
have
morning.
To.
Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Everybody!
Song just makes people happy.
It does.
Like you get that vibe, right? And it's cool to watch crowds sing that because people go crazy
it is fun,
for it.
Yeah.
All right, let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Richard Rush, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Thursday morning. That means Throwback Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're back in the rhythm, back in the groove of it. And my throwback today, if you have never seen me being lit on fire, you should go to my profile today.
This might be my favorite one yet.
This is from Channel 5, WMC in Memphis, live on television on a Saturday morning, probably about the year 2000. The King, Jerry Lawler, WWE Hall of Famer. He's mad at me. He hits the ring, punches me in the face, and then throws fire in my face.
Ooh.
He lit me on fire live on television.
That's awesome.
It's up on Instagram and on Twitter. Brandon on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
KFIN.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon, I think I owe you a congratulations.
Thank you.
Big news for Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher. She gave birth to another baby boy, shared all the details of his arrival with some really sweet pictures. His name is Jacob Brian Fisher, and he joins his almost four-year-old brother, Isaiah. So now she is a mother of two, and it's really, really cute. He's really, really cute.
So I saw it pop up on social media, and I immediately sent a text to my wife. Carrie's had the baby.
Yes.
Because I should have said this on the radio the other day. She went off of social media and just kind of disappeared for a minute, and I thought, she's having a baby.
Right.
And she did.
She did.
And the baby looks just like me. And
what? It's bald?
I said that to my wife. I said, it looks like me, right? But it is a cute picture.
Yeah.
And I was all excited about it. So congratulations to Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher. So later on today, check this out. Maren Morris, the video, the world premiere of her new video for her song Girl. It happens later on today. So get ready for it.
What you feel is natural, but I don't want to feel this anymore. Pick yourself up off the kitchen floor. What you waiting for, girl? Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
So at 3 o'clock this afternoon, the video goes live. Everybody can check it out. And Maren Morris is going to be there on a chat as well.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
She'll be talking to people about the video when it comes out. 3 o'clock later on today, Maren Morris and Girl.
Chris Stapleton announced that the All-American Roadshow is back with newly confirmed shows this summer and fall. The tour kicks off in July. Pre-sales begin next week. Now, here's what you want to know. August 23rd, he's going to be in Little Rock at Verizon Arena. And then Memphis, October 5th. That's also going to have Brothers Osborne.
So I get all excited when I hear Stapleton. Like, I can sit and just hit that playlist and listen forever, mm-hmm. right? Because there's so many good Stapleton songs. Never seen him live. I wonder if it's a good show.
Say the word, and I'll be there for you. Baby, I would be your parachute.
You want to check out all those dates on the tour? It's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly and I have both done Throwback Thursday. Mine is up and out there right now. It's on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio or on Instagram and Twitter, Brandon on KFIN. You can go there and see me getting my face lit on fire
by
Jerry the King Lawler.
You'll want to watch it over and over and over again.
Yeah, Kelly's taken great joy in watching me on fire.
I really would like to throw fire as well.
Well, let's call the king and see if he can give you fire throwing lessons.
That'd be great.
It'd be a great trick, you know?
Yeah.
We're going through a Christmas parade. We're at a K-Fine High School tailgate tour.
And I throw fire at you.
You show up at a remote, throw fire at me, and run away.
That'd be great.
It's so funny, though, because that was like a normal thing. Yeah. And I look back on it now, like, well, that's really not normal.
I don't know if you do that now.
No, I just, oh, now?
Yeah.
I'd be afraid of it, more, even
right.
more so.
Yeah, that's
like
what
back then, I'd do anything for, you know, a little bit of money. So.
Well, I kind of need to talk to you about something.
Is it about fireballs?
No. What? It's about things that you post on the internet. More importantly, what you post on Twitter yesterday.
What did I do?
Okay.
You're making me nervous.
Well, yesterday was Tiffany Amber Thiessen's birthday, and that's Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell. We all love some Kelly Kapowski. Well, I think every year that I've known you, I think you may, or since Twitter was, I don't know, a thing, I think every year you have sent her a picture of yourself.
Wait a minute. That sounds
hang
dumb.
On.
That
hang
sounds
on. No,
dumb.
No, let me finish. A picture of yourself, not only a picture of yourself, but with her on your chest on a t-shirt. And you've said, happy birthday, big fans in Arkansas, whatever you say.
Yeah.
But this is like the seventh year she has not responded.
She must have had a lot of people tweet at her. She must have been really busy.
Well, and I was just kind of scrolling last night, and I realized that you didn't get even one like.
Did I not?
No. So
are you serious? Did the tweet
check
go
out
through?
Yeah, it went through 19 hours ago.
It went.
Yeah, but there is one person that liked it.
Oh,
see
good.
If you can find it.
Let me see who that was. I can't even find the tweet. Where is it?
And I'm pretty sure it's because this person felt sorry for you.
Oh, it's a tweet and reply. Let's see. Who liked it? Why are you laughing?
Brandon, it was me.
I want to quit.
And it was because, and I didn't even want to like it. I just know how you are, and I felt bad for you. And I was like, if he gets no likes, he's going to come to work tomorrow and be in like double deep depression. So,
can I tell you the truth?
You are.
I would not have realized that unless you would have brought that to my attention.
What, that I was the one that liked it?
Well, then it wasn't my most popular.
And another question I have.
What?
You didn't have that shirt on yesterday.
Right, no.
Did you go home and get the shirt and come back up here and take that picture?
Do you think I'm...
Did.
No, I did not.
Brandon, you did.
I'm not that big of a tool. Okay, I might be that big of a tool. But I didn't do that.
Okay.
I went through thousands of photos and found
because
it.
Your scruff looks the same to me.
Does it?
Today, yes. And I was thinking...
No, I didn't do that.
He came in and did it. Yesterday.
No, I didn't.
You made a special trip.
No, I didn't. I promise I didn't do that.
I'm texting your wife right now to ask her.
Stop.
Well.
I think everyone should go to Twitter and help me with Tiffany Thiessen.
And retweet it.
As nice as I am as a person and as much good stuff as I do, I think we should all reach out and wonder why she's not responding to me.
Then she's going to really block you.
Do you think she would? Maybe she was just
busy.
I
was her.
Maybe she didn't get on social media.
Who's this guy with... me on his shirt, tweeting me every year on my birthday.
She didn't even get back on.
It probably shows
then.
Up in her time hop.
What, me?
Yes.
Yeah, right, of course it does. I'm done tweeting at her after today. Because I'm going to tweet her again.
You're going to do another one?
I'm tweeting her again. I'm going to ask her why she's not responding.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so embarrassed for you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Rodney Poff from Jonesboro.com and Occasions Magazine comes in on Thursday mornings. Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Chasing the microphone.
Oh, you got it? Hold
it.
Okay, don't move. Have you seen my Throwback Thursday yet?
I don't think. Oh, wait. Yes. Is that the one you showed? Yes.
The fire?
Oh, no. I thought it was the one where you look like Bieber.
I'm not going to show that. Okay. I'm not showing that picture.
You kind of have to now.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to show it.
So there is a video, my Throwback Thursday, and this is a classic, from the TV5 studios in Memphis. We had attacked Jerry Lawler and left him laying somewhere. I think it was at his house, right? So then he comes back in the TV studio to get revenge. He hits the ring, punches Wolfie D, punches me, and then throws fire in my face. And you can see my face go up in flames.
That explains quite a bit.
That is not nice.
Man.
Really, I was talking about the hair.
Yeah,
probably.
That's what. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's not what you meant. It's up right now. Brandon on KFIN on Instagram and on Twitter and also on my Facebook page as well. So Rodney comes in from Jonesboro.com and Occasions Magazine. We talk about all these events that are going on. And we actually have a bunch of stuff coming up this weekend, including an event that kicks off today.
It does. The 2019 Delta National Small Print Exhibition. It's going to be at the Fowler Center, and it's going to be actually in the Bradbury Art Museum in the Fowler Center.
Sweet.
The exhibition starts today and goes through February 20th. Museum hours are Tuesday through Saturday at noon to 5 and Sunday 2 to 5. You can call 972-3687 for more information.
Tomorrow night, there's an event that we've heard a lot of people say is one of the most fun events you can go to because it mixes fun things. It mixes spin class and a restaurant / bar.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that
Spinning
sounds fun.
And adult beverages.
That's good. Spinathon at the Brick House Grill, 5:30 to 10 Friday. Spinathon is a fundraiser for St. Bernard's Women and Children's Services. It will feature live music, beverages, snacks, and half-hour spin classes. Tickets are $45, and for more info you can go to stbernards.info.
They say that really is a fun event, that you kind of get carried away and laugh. And
you know, I haven't been to the one at Brick House. I went to the one where they used to have it at Health and Wellness.
Yeah.
But I need to go to the one at Brick House.
Yeah, they said that really makes cool. It even more fun.
I'm sure.
Is being there. So there's also a big musical that kicks off on stage 2 at the Foundation of Arts. It's Clue the Musical.
That's right. Clue the Musical at the FOA stage 2. Foundation of Arts will present. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30. And Sunday will be at 2 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased by calling the Forum box office at 935-2726 or go to foajonesboro.org.
And Christy Pulliam was telling us this kind of changes every night. Like the idea of who was the person responsible for the
murder
awesome. And all that. And that it's interactive with the people that are there. So again, that's Clue the Musical with FOA. Also coming up on Saturday, it's the Northeast Arkansas Bridal Expo at the fairgrounds. Again, this is a spot you can plan your entire wedding in one day. We do this from 10 until 4 at the former fairgrounds. So essentially, if you're thinking about, I don't know, proposing, you're thinking about the engagement, the rehearsal, the ceremony, the reception, the honeymoon, we help you plan all of that in one day. And to find out more, call 934-5001 for the Bridal Expo. It's also up on our website today, too, kfine.com. There's also live music. Attention members and guests at the Brick House. Tonight is Steak Night and Karaoke. Tomorrow night, Delta Project at the Brick House. And on Saturday, it's a Latin party and DJ Wayne at the Brick.
J-Town's Grill Friday night will have Jim Little and Philip Jackson. And Saturday, Andy Tanis.
501 Steakhouse, Friday, Delaney Taylor. And Saturday, Nathan Crouch.
Upper Crest on Shelby Drive on Saturday has Vicky and Sonny.
Illinois Pizzeria on Friday has Nathan Crouch, and Saturday, Eric Edwards.
Skinny J's tonight, Vicky and Sonny.
Recovery Room has Impact Ed tonight. Tomorrow, Jacob Brumley and Jim Little, and on Saturday, Tony Spinner.
Dozy Place Saturday night will have Matt King.
And the Eagles on Friday, the Arkansas Brothers.
So again, you can find out all about these the events and the music when you log on to jonesboro.com. It is the city website, and don't forget to pick up the latest edition of Occasions Magazine as well. And as Mr. Rodney Poff so eloquently puts it at the end of every Jonesboro.com event roster,
Puff off.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So tonight's a big night for A-State basketball. We're going to be out there, and Appalachian State's coming into town, and they're giving away TVs all night. So I know a lot of people, you know, when we do the big giveaways, that's always fun, and it brings more people out,
Yeah. And
the atmosphere is better. And it's also, with the Student Activities Board, it's PAC Pride Night, which means it is going to be loud, it is going to be crazy, because the sororities and the fraternities and the organizations all come in there, and man, they go nuts.
So basically, they're competing against each other?
Yeah, they're all incentivized to come out there to see who's going to win. And each one of them wants to take what they call the Bodolph Award, which is about spirit, which organization, which fraternity or sorority has the most school spirit. And I'm telling you, the last time we did an event like this, we got there inside First National Bank Arena, and the college students were going crazy 45 minutes before the event started.
Oh, wow.
Wow. If you want a cool environment, that's a cool environment.
So you're hosting that tonight, right?
Yeah.
Well, I have a big question for you.
What's that?
What are you going to wear?
See, that's not real fair, because you know that's an issue.
What are you talking about? I was just curious.
Because I've
around all the college students.
Can I ask you, Rodney? Let me ask. I'm gonna turn to Rodney for a second. Rodney Poff, still in the studio from Occasions. Do you put extra pressure on yourself when you know you have to be around college students?
No.
Let me tell you why. He just looked at you like you were dumb.
Because they all look at you and go, "He's just an old man."
No, they don't.
It doesn't matter.
Tell me they don't do that.
Of course.
Rodney, you just broke his dreams.
My heart is broken.
Of course they do.
No, they don't.
Just because you know that all of the sorority girls are going to be like, who's that bald-headed guy?
That's what I'm thinking.
He looks so young for his age.
He must be 19.
Wow. Yeah. Wonder if he's single.
He's only been on the radio most of my life. Right?
Just telling you.
So you think they don't care? Because I put much more pressure on myself if I have to go and perform on what I know is going to be thousands of college students. No. It's just different.
Especially with that.
Because they're trendy.
Well, right. But especially at that age, they're not worried about you. They're worried about themselves.
But if I look bad, they'll know, oh, he looks awful. What happened to him? Well, you know what I'm saying?
I
don't really think it's not in their sights. They're just.
He's.
Basically, you're not in anybody's sight.
That's basically
what he's saying.
And here's all I want. I'm not I mean, because I'm a married man. I've been married for 10 years. I just want people to think, hey, he's okay.
We do. We think you're okay.
I can tell by the way Rodney's talking. They don't even think about me. It's not even they don't even think I'm okay.
They don't even have an opinion.
They don't even care.
Is that even a person?
This is maybe the most mean thing he's ever said to me. And now I'm not sure if I'm going to be at basketball or not.
You'll be there.
We'll see y'all tonight at First National Bank Arena.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And now that Rodney Poff isn't in here. So again, let's go back to that thing about me hosting basketball tonight in front of all the college kids.
Yeah.
Like, they at least think I should be cool a little bit, right?
I mean, yeah. But I think they think you're cool, Brandon.
Do you think so?
Yeah. A lot of them listen to you as they jumped on their trampoline. So they're used to you. They remember you.
And they're like, oh, he's cool.
Yeah.
Because I do put that pressure on myself. Do you? Because you wouldn't say that in front of Rodney, because Rodney doesn't care.
Yeah.
Rodney's like, I put no pressure. I don't care. Like, I'm still at that point where I care.
I would probably put a little bit of pressure. Like, I don't want to walk into a place where there's a bunch of college students and look like I'm a grandmother.
Right.
Which there's nothing wrong with looking like a grandmother if you are.
Right.
But I am not
yet. A few years for that. Yeah. So, again, thanks. Basketball tonight, First National Bank Arena. It's going to be a fun time, TV giveaways, PAC Pride Night, and I will be there being really cool.
You're going to be standing over on the side with your leg propped up somewhere. Hey, guys.
What's up?
I don't know if you know, but I'm cool.
What's up, y'all?
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande. See, I told you I was cool. Ariana. Ariana shared her album art for the upcoming album that comes out early in February. It's kind of wild because we were told this was going to be released on Friday, and she just dropped it last night. We also see the track listing for the upcoming album, different songs on there. Imagine, Needy, Fake Smile, Bad Idea, Makeup is a song, Seven Rings, Thank You Next. And I think the most interesting title of all the songs is Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. So you can check out the track listing and the album art, the cover art, on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, K-F-I-N Gossipgirl.com.
Got your gossip on Cardi B.
Hey, Diamond District in the chain.
See, I'm cool. I know this one too.
You are cool. But a sneak peek has been released for her new Pepsi commercial that's going to be during the Super Bowl. And she's sitting in a booth at a restaurant. She's all dressed up in Cardi B style. She's got these huge, long nails, red, white, and blue. They're sparkly. And she's tapping them against a Pepsi can that's covered in rhinestones. Okay. And she says one of her signature words, which is, "Arcur." Something like that.
Right,
and if you don't know what she says, that's what she's known for. But she does it way better and can roll her R's really, really good.
Did you say O'Kurt?
Yeah, I was talking about my son. So O'Kurt.
You
that's
need,
what she's saying.
When you go to his basketball game,
O'Kurt!
Gosh, you have
sound
to do
like
it.
A chicken.
You have to do it and just see how he reacts. Because as parents, our job is to embarrass our children.
Of course. But it's up on the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com. Also, she is opening her first Las Vegas residency starting this spring.
And of course, every morning on KFine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
That's kind of a wedding song for a lot of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be playing that at receptions all over the place. Hey, there's a big event coming up this weekend. It's our Bridal Expo. You can plan your whole wedding in one day. Saturday, 10 to 4, Nettleton Baptist Church, which is a former fairground. Mm-hmm. So if you're about to get married, if you're helping somebody plan their wedding, legit, you don't have to drive around place to place and use up weekend after weekend to do that. Go to one spot. There's a new trend I read about this morning, and the reason I read about it is because Kelly said she's finally found what she's going to wear for the Bridal Expo. The trend for 2019 and 2020 weddings is a lot of see-through. Because see-through's kind of been big in the celebrity world for a couple of years now.
Thanks to Kim Kardashian.
And you're like, man, like, you know, people just wear that. But now they're saying that these wedding dresses are going more see-through than ever before. So, you know, when we would go out there and we would, you know, demo tuxes and dresses and stuff like that, Kelly has picked out a dress that might be a little too risque. I'm going to put it up on my Twitter account. You can check it out and let me know if you think it's too much.
Hang on. Let me see what you're talking about before you post it and tell everyone I said I want to wear it.
This is the one you sent me this morning at about 4:30.
Okay, number one, when you see this dress, I did not say I was going to... Number one, I would never wear that dress.
That's a pretty dress.
It's that a might beautiful be
my,
dress.
That's my favorite wedding dress of all time.
You know what? I'm sure it is because you can see everything under the dress,
no,
Brandon.
No, you can't see through it.
Well, of course, it's strategically placed.
You can,
but,
I mean, but you can't see anything that's bad.
Who around here would be able to wear that?
I don't know, but I would like to be invited to that wedding. The Bridal Expo.
That's so weird.
Is this weekend.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So you've always heard that you want to be on time for business, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It may be a few minutes early. You want to be there. That way you're ready to go.
Prompt,
when people,
yeah.
Yeah, when people expect you. Well, one lady in the UK was excited about a job interview, and she showed up really early. We're not talking about like just a few minutes early. She showed up a month early.
Oh, no.
It was a Skype interview, and she was ready for it a month beforehand. So when she was trying to figure out what was going on, they said, thank you for your email. Today is the 18th of January. February is next month. They booked her for February the 18th.
That's embarrassing.
So a little bit embarrassing. Do you think she'll get the job? Or is it because it's such an oversight? Like she's not paying attention to detail.
Maybe. I think they will for sure give her another interview. If she's good, she's good. You know.
But still, you didn't pay attention to the detail.
True.
Come on now.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Big news for Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher. She gave birth to another baby boy and shared all the details of the arrival with some really sweet pictures. His name is Jacob Brian Fisher, and he joins his almost four-year-old brother, Isaiah. And, of course, they're happy. Everyone's healthy. You can check out the pictures of Carrie Underwood's baby Jacob on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Later today, 3 o'clock, put that in your phone because Maren Morris releases the video to her song, Girl. A lot of people are talking about this song, talking about it being a really strong, powerful anthem for females.
What you feel is natural, but I don't want to feel this anymore. Pick yourself up off the kitchen floor. What you waiting for, girl? Won't you stop your crying? I know that
catch your train. Everything's gonna be okay, baby, girl.
So the video comes out at 3 o'clock. Maren Morris is going to be there to do a chat with fans as well. Get ready. Girl and Maren Morris at 3 o'clock later on today.
Chris Stapleton announced that the All-American Roadshow is back with newly confirmed shows for summer and fall. The tour kicks off in July. Pre-sales begin next week. And it looks like August 23rd, he'll be in Little Rock at the Verizon Arena in Memphis, October 5th. And Brothers Osborne will be with him as well. So if you want to check out all of the tour dates, they're up on the BBI10 blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We had a guest a little bit ago who stopped by the studio wanting WWE tickets. And because the guest challenged David the Barrel Boy to a competition, we said if he could beat David, he could win.
Yeah, so that probably means he's going to get some tickets.
So Red Wolf Mark came by. We shot a video with him. If you want to go check it out on my Instagram story, it is a classic.
It really is.
Because Red Wolf Mark starts singing She Thinks My Tractor Sexy, but I'm not sure he knows the correct lyrics. And Kelly's mortified. You can tell the whole time the video's going. So it's up right now. Brandon on KFIN on my Instagram story. And Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
We have the third season finale of The Good Place. Tonight's schedule also includes Gotham, The Titan Games, and Grey's Anatomy. Also on The Orville and A Middle Little Things and How to Get Away with Murder.
All right. Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFIN.